USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising costs of food and gas. Republicans are blaming Democrat spending packages they've passed in the last year. But House Majority Leader from Maryland, Steny Hoyer, says it's all COVID-19's fault.
During the pandemic, people were shut in their homes, they weren't consuming, and suppliers were cutting inventory because people weren't buying.
Do you think we're through the worst of it then? Do you think we're through the worst of it right now?
I certainly hope we're the worst of it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Firefighters in London are receiving a record number of calls as Europe deals with an extreme heat wave. London's mayor saying that Tuesday was the most busy day for fire service in the city since World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.